This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Have you ever noticed how crime shows make it look like one clue solves everything? One fingerprint, one DNA match, case closed. Real forensics doesn't work like that at all.
In real investigations, cases are built slowly, using different kinds of evidence that all do different jobs. That's where forensics comes in. It's not one science, it's a group of sciences that work together to figure out what actually happened.
When people hear the word forensics, they often picture someone in a lab coat analysing DNA. But forensics is much broader than that. There are three main types, and each one focuses on a different kind of evidence.
The first one is crime scene or physical forensics. This is all about what's left behind at a scene. Things like fingerprints, footprints, fibres, weapons or tool marks. Physical forensics helps answer questions like what happened here and how it happened. It's often the starting point of an investigation because once the scene changes, that evidence can be lost forever.
The second type is biological forensics. This focuses on evidence that comes from the human body, such as blood, saliva, hair, and DNA. Biological evidence is powerful because it can identify who was involved in a crime. Even very small traces can link a person to a scene, sometimes long after the event took place.
The third main type is digital forensics, which has become increasingly important as more of our lives happen online. This looks at data from phones, computers, social media, messages, and GPS. Digital forensics helps build timelines, track movements, and show what people were doing before and after an incident.
At this point, it's worth stepping back for a second, because this is where people usually get the wrong idea about forensics. These three types aren't competing with each other, and none of them is meant to solve a case on its own. Each one answers a different question.
Physical forensics helps explain what happened at the scene. Biological forensics helps identify who was involved. Digital forensics helps explain when things happen and what was going on around it all. On their own, they all give partial answers, but together they start to make sense of the bigger picture.
That's why the real strength of forensics comes from combining all three. When physical, biological, and digital evidence all support each other, investigators can be much more confident in their conclusions.
So next time you're watching a crime show and one clue magically solves everything, you'll know that real forensics doesn't work like that. It's slower, more detailed, and built from different types of evidence working together.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.